readings for our moment of joy today come from Acts 10:34, 37 through 43, Psalm 118, 1 and 2, 16 and 17, 22 and 23, Colossians 3, 1 through 4, and John 20, 1 through 9. This is entitled, Alleluia, Alleluia. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. Psalm 118, 1. Churches today are filled with the refrains of Alleluia. During the penitential season of Lent, we couldn't sing this praise because the church directed our focus to the kingdom coming, merited for us by Jesus' death and resurrection. Now that it is Easter, we celebrate. He has won our salvation. He has conquered death. Now it's as if the Alleluias that have been bottled up through Lent are bursting out. There are three different options for the gospel readings today based on the time of day: dawn, day, or evening. We find Jesus is missing from the tomb, and we see the disciples grow in understanding of what has happened. Here is how St. Faustina gave thanks for this day. Quote, Easter, during Mass, I thanked the Lord Jesus for having deigned to redeem us and for having given us that greatest of all gifts, namely His love in Holy Communion, that is, His very own self. End quote. Give thanks this day. Sing praise. Alleluia. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, thank you, Lord, for redeeming me. My heart sings Alleluia. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, have a great day. You matter. Alleluia.